Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Hey, Sophie's in the background.
Yeah, Sophie's in the background. We do live together. We're in the bush.
I like your Madonna picture, Jamie. Is that yours or is that Sophie's?
That's mine. Or the artwork in here. Well, listen, Sophie and I are in a relationship, so everything is ours together. That's how I look at things.
What, anyway. You getting married?
We're not married, but what is hers is mine and what is mine is hers. That's how relationships work.
Really? So if she decides that she wants to go off and find a real man, yeah, are you going to give her all your artwork?
So Frances wants to know, if you're going to go off and find a real man, would you take the artwork?
No, I'd leave that.
She'd leave the artwork for me, all right. I think she'd take the PlayStation.
She'd leave you with the Madonna.
Yeah, I could keep the Madonna. Hey, all you private parters.
No, I'm just kidding. You're a man.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, all you private parters. Welcome to our bonus episode of Private Parts. Wednesday, that's the bonus day for our bonus episodes, which is quite exciting. The last bonus episodes, normally what we do is we read out some emails and stuff like that. But actually, we've done something different for the past two episodes, bonus ones, because we've interviewed Dane Baptiste last bonus episode, which was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
And then for this episode, we're also interviewing another highly, highly sought-after person.
Yes, I mean, a world-famous actress.
World-famous actress. Is it actor or actress?
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's just like that. It's either one. I mean, all the actresses or actors I speak to don't care.
I don't know what it is either. I think it's actor. I think that's...
No, I mean, it's like this obsession with, ooh, what's the right thing to say? I mean, people just need to... People should decide.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Can I tell you something that I just had? I had one of the most annoying things happen to me.
What? Tell me.
Well, I've got two stories to tell you. First story is I lost my mobile phone in an Uber.
Oh, classic. Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk, no. It must have fallen out of my pocket.
That's quite surprising, because you wear those really tight jeans.
Anyway.
How did it slide out?
It just slid out, and then weirdly enough, I got out of the car, and then I was like, oh, I might walk home, because it's quite a nice day. So I was walking home, and I suddenly realised that I didn't have my phone on me, and I was like, this is a complete nightmare. So I couldn't hail a cab or anything, because I didn't have my wallet on me or anything like that. Just had my Apple Pay on my phone, or get an Uber. So I had to get home. I then got on the internet to be like, oh my God, I need to find my phone. Where is it? All this kind of stuff. Couldn't get in contact with Uber because I couldn't get onto the app, which was a nightmare. So then went on to find my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Then I got hold of the Uber and he said, look, sorry, there's no phone in here. No phone whatsoever.
Oh,
I just have it. And
shit.
I said,
well, do you have a code on it?
I had a code on it. I went on to find my phone and it was all the way in north London. And I thought, am I going to get on my Vespa and drive all the way to north London and say, excuse me, do you have my phone? After they had, like, I'd phoned it loads of times.
Yeah.
And no one picked up, and then it just suddenly got switched off. So I had to erase all the content and just let it go. Yeah, complete nightmare.
So you lost it all the content?
Didn't lose all the content. Got the content because the old iCloud, baby, but just lost a very expensive new iPhone.
Oh, you just got it?
Just got it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
it's the biggest nightmare in the world. So that was my...
Is it insured?
It wasn't insured either.
Oh, God, what a waste.
Yeah, real big waste. Real big waste, that was it. And also, you feel so lost without your phone when you don't have it. That was quite upsetting.
Yeah, when did you lose it?
On the weekend. When do you think I lost it? Like last week?
I don't know.
I spoke to you, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. But that was the week.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did I speak to you yesterday? I didn't tell you I lost my phone yesterday.
No.
And then, so that was my first story. And then my second story is, you know, I think in life there comes a point, right, Francis, where...
Yeah, there definitely does.
There comes a point, right, buddy, when you need to, like, check in on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm talking about... Lots of, you know, there's a time where, you know, when you want to go and check in on yourself. And so I've always been, had a fear that I was infertile. Always had this fear.
Oh, yes.
So I went and checked my sperm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, went and checked it out.
What did they say?
Have you ever done that before?
No. No, I mean, I just like, you know, asked people about it.
What do you mean ask people? Do you like my sperm? Is it all right?
No, it's just like, yeah, that's...
Yeah. I had to go and sit in a room, and they give you a pot. And
oh, yeah?
And there's like really old school...
Did you save up for it? Or
yeah, you can't relieve yourself for 2 days prior to doing it.
2 days? That must have been difficult for you.
Well, because I'm furiously masturbating all the time. No, so I had to... So then you sit in a room and you get given a pot, and it's really awkward because you know that the person outside knows that what you're doing in that room. And
did
you
do
you
it?
Know what you're
did
doing.
You do it in front of them?
You don't do it in front of them. No,
you shouldn't do that. You can get cancelled.
You
should have waited till they left the room.
You finish and you put it in the pot, and then you put the pot in this little door and you ring the doorbell. When I rang the doorbell, I'd never run down the stairs so fast. So embarrassed.
were you proud of the amount, or were you...
Yeah, so anyway, I got a call about it. But what you want is you want 40 million sperm. That's what you want, like active sperm. I have 309 million.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, the lovely doctor said, she said, you have an A star, one of the best I've ever seen. I was like, well...
To be honest, I have to say I'm surprised. You know,
what do you mean?
You know,
what else?
You're always putting your phone next to your balls.
Why am I doing that?
I don't know. And you also, there's loads of other stuff that you do that's just supposedly bad.
Like what?
What are the other things that are supposedly bad for your sperm count?
Sitting on a radiator, apparently. That's bad.
Vespa.
A Vespa is not bad for your sperm count. What does owning one? Just owning a Vespa?
having a Vespa. Having a Madonna painting.
Hey, also, we have
I should go get mine checked.
Yeah, copycat.
I've
go and do it.
Concerns, but...
Yeah, go and do it. It's good fun. You should do it. Everyone should actually
It's not a competition, but...
Well, it definitely is a competition. But also, everyone should do it. Girls and boys is actually a good thing because you should always go and check your ovaries, check your sperm.
Girls don't need to check their sperm.
But check their ovaries, I think it's a good thing to do.
What are your ovaries like? How are they... you get good results on your eggs? Your egg count?
Oh, also, you private parters, we have a huge, very exciting announcement that we want to wake.
We want to wake.
Very exciting. We are going to do for you, for your ears only, and for your eyes, because this is a big thing.
Yeah, we are. They can watch
it. They can watch it. We are putting on a live event, a live podcast event that you can all sign up for and watch on Valentine's Day. Now, I know that a lot of people are lonely at this during time. Loads of people can't be dating because we're in lockdown. Loads of people can't be with their loved ones. So what we want to do on Valentine's Day, the day of love, is bring you entertainment, love, excitement, gloriness, all of that kind of stuff. We want to bring it to your rooms, your bedrooms, your kitchens, your sitting rooms, whatever it is, we're going to bring it to you. And it's going to be on Valentine's Day, 14th of February.
Hey, so maybe make a date of it.
Yeah, put it in the diary.
Maybe you and your significant other want to have a little romance. You can tune in for our Valentine's Day event.
And we're going to have some guests. We're going to interact with every single person there. We're going to chat to you all.
Do a bit of matchmaking with our guests.
Maybe some matchmaking, all of that stuff. 14th of February, put it in your diary. We are going to announce exactly what the details are this Friday. We're also going to be raising money for charity doing it, which is really amazing. So we're going to be doing that. Get your eyes, your ears, everything peeled. We're going to be announcing on our podcast this Friday, announcing all of the details for our live Valentine's Day special for all you lovebirds out there. Ain't that right, Francis?
Or even any of you birds. Doesn't need to be lovebirds.
Yeah, it doesn't need lovebirds. Right, for now, there's enough of us waffling. Why don't we get on with our bonus episode?
Ladies and gentlemen, Red in the new Sky adaptation of Oliver Twist. We have with
us
today.
It's called Twist.
Yes, the Sky adaptation of Oliver Twist.
And when's it out?
Twist on Friday. This Friday, it's out.
That's when the movie's out, not this interview.
This interview is out today. But we have, ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Sophie Simnett.
So Sophie, so have you done a podcast before?
I think I just did one just before, but...
We're not your first.
I'm so sorry to bring you the news, but unfortunately...
Well, we'll definitely save the best for last, right?
I'm really enjoying your background, Francis.
Oh, thank you. He just keeps an eye on me. Yeah. You know.
And also your mic technique is really impressive.
Yes, this is... I sometimes change... Yeah.
You know,
my arm gets tired.
So it's like he's singing karaoke. That's how he holds it.
That's exactly what it is. You're about to sing like some Mariah Carey. It's about to come out.
Yeah.
How? I don't know what it is.
Wait. So you've got to be honest with us. How long have you been doing junkets for? How has it been all day today?
Yeah, you guys are my last.
Oh, no.
We are last.
That is the worst.
You were originally the first, which I thought would be exciting because it's the longest one, but yeah. Then it moved.
It got moved?
No.
That's the one. I've never done a junket before, but I had to interview someone for a junket once and I was their last person. And they really weren't happy about the fact that had to be there all day. So I'm hoping that all of today has been all right, so you're not feeling too like...
Doing it from home is so much more relaxing, and people have been really nice and also like get on really well with the cast, so we've just been having a laugh, which is good.
Sophie, I have to ask you, do you listen to Private Parts? Do you know what it's all about?
I listened to some Private Parts because I heard that I was coming on it and thought I...
Wait, so you're not a fan of the podcast?
So what? I only listen to one podcast because I'm just getting into them, but now obviously I'm a fan.
You have to say you're a fan. You have to say you're a fan.
You're a private parter.
I am a private parter.
Sophie, listen, so your new film coming out, Twist, right? This is like a complete nostalgia thing, because every single person in the world, I would say, knows the story of Oliver Twist. And Twist is a complete remake of the original version. Do you kind of feel, because I suppose with like redos and stuff like that, do you feel the pressure that you guys have to live up and make sure that this movie's going to stand the test of time like the play's done?
Well, it's interesting. I think originally, yes, but because the adaptation is quite far from the original story, like the things that people will like about it are its setting, it being in London, it being modern, and because it's not a musical, it has the essence of the characters and of the story, but it's not comparable in the same way. So hopefully
it's a great idea. I remember when I saw that, I was like, that's a good idea to remake Oliver Twist. And I was just like, why hasn't anyone done that so far?
I think they have.
Have they?
Yeah.
I guess it's like one of those, you know, it's one of those classic stories, right? You know,
Yeah.
It definitely is. It's one of those classic stories. Yeah, it definitely is. But I think that with, because I remember doing Oliver Twist at school, and because my understanding, because you play Red in the movie. But and Red is meant to be the remake of Nancy, is this right?
Yeah.
And Nancy is the person who kind of, I suppose, dates Fagin.
What?
Is that not right?
What did you read?
What the hell did I read? I thought Nancy was Fagin's love
interest. Jamie, that is... I think you're
Michael Caine, Jamie. That's not what's happening.
This is what I thought I was...
Wait,
like,
Michael Caine's a stud. What are you talking about?
Well, that's it. It's Nancy and Sykes. That's Nancy and Sykes. I got it totally wrong. Because I was suddenly thinking, so before I was interviewing Sophie, got to do some research. I was researching it, and I was like, I'm sure that Nancy and Fagin dated, but this doesn't seem right.
No, in the original, Nancy is with Sykes, who's Bill Sykes, so he's a man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in our version, Nancy ends up with, well, my Red, who is Nancy, has a bit of a fiance with Twist as well as
So there are love scenes in the movie
between... call a love scene, but yeah, there are scenes where love is present for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, what do you think I mean when I say love scene?
Like love making scenes? I don't know what you call
sex scenes.
No, there's none of that. This is a family film.
There's no sex scenes.
Film.
Like, all right, I'll still watch it, but
yeah, begrudgingly. Sophie, I've done a show for a few years where I had to kiss on camera before for real life, and I look so awful when I kiss. I look like
Jamie, why are you being so coy? We know what show it is.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm a bit embarrassed now. It's so long ago. You left like a month ago. I did this show in another life.
but I just
Strictly Come Dancing. So you watch him on Strictly, Sophie?
I don't watch Strictly normally, but I watched clips this year. And Jamie, I did see one of, I saw the one where you're...
Where I was looking terrible. I think in every single one I was...
terrible. You do you know what really made me happy is that you just looked like you were fucking loving it. Like you,
yeah,
like you loved the attention.
I didn't just love the attention. I didn't like actually I
the liked
it. It was an amazing show. But also, so I just want to know, so you know, this new take on Oliver Twist, right? It's kind of this sort of you know, it's a modern London. There are gangs, all different people. There's loads of amazing people in it, right? So you've got Rita Ora, Noel Clark, David Williams,
Michael Caine.
You've got Michael Caine.
Raph Law,
which is amazing. Do you ever get, because also, so you know, you're so young. Do you ever get intimidated when you have to act with people like Michael Caine? Or, because if I was going to act with people who I've sort of looked up to and watched movies, I would stutter, I would freak out, but I...
I said you act with anyone, Jamie.
Yeah, if I ever act, I
if
would.
If I act, that's... I just stutter.
What do you feel, Sophie?
Yes, I mean, yeah, when you get your call sheet and you're like, hey, today I'm acting with Michael Caine and Lena Headey, and how am I going to deal with that? But these, you know, it's, I think it quickly goes away because you befriend these people and you're on set and you're doing your job.
Your mates now.
I mean, we don't have a WhatsApp group, but like...
No? You should sort that out, Sophie.
I don't know if Michael's on WhatsApp, if I'm honest, Francis.
He's also, I can imagine, he'd just be one of the nice people. And I would... Yeah, but exactly what you're right, Sophie. When you see a call sheet like that, you kind of have to just go, okay, fine, you step into a role. Do you find it, though? Because I, you know, with some actors, right, they find it much easier to kind of step into a role and become themselves. And so that's where they leave the nerves, because you become the character. Do you kind of have that where you just become the character and so you don't feel nervous in any way whatsoever?
I mean, I'm not like method, but I definitely think that it helps staying in character when you're, you know, throughout the scene, whether the shot's on you or whatever, you can be nervous up to the moment that it's your time to shine, I was going to say.
Yeah. Hey, it's my time now. This is it. Get ready to watch. So you stay in character the entire time. So when everything's rolling and the scene's shooting, you will completely stay in character.
Well, even offset, like you're like pickpocketing the camera crew.
Not like parkouring through London on my own. When you're doing the scene, you want to be in the scene completely. And I think because you go, now I'm in work mode, all of the other sort of social things just kind of go away, I guess.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How long does it take to shoot a film like this? So how long was it done over?
We did it in, I think, just about 6 weeks, which is really...
Wow. Really? Was that not last year? It must have been a couple of years ago.
So we filmed it October through November.
Oh wow!
Oh, so
just in time.
Just in time. Honestly, they were like, "Just reshoots in April."
Just in time. When you're shooting in and around London, right, and you do that, do people stand and watch? Do you have to cut off the streets? Do you have to get different places? How does it work?
Part of the locations manager job is to lock off locations. So if we are on the street, then they'll have security at whatever the sort of diameter of the area you're shooting in is. But then, yeah, I mean, on our first day, we were in the middle of Soho, and people are always interested to see if you're filming something, and they don't really understand, like, we can't make traffic. It's like, we got to herd them out. And like but then we actually met some really nice people. And on my first day, I only had a couple things to do. And I met some really nice people, and we got them, and they sat down in the tent with us, and they watched it, and they were so excited to see a movie. And they were asking all these questions about how the camera works. And then Michael Caine came on, and then I think they got scared and they went away.
Yeah. So you basically like, hey guys, look, I'm just shooting some big movie. Anybody's kind of like, hey, listen, I'm kind of a big time over here. If you want to come watch, listen. Hey, Michael. Hey, Caney, get over
Mike.
Here.
Mike. Hey, Mike. Sorry, it's Mike to me.
But Sophie, also, we got to mention, and I don't think this is a spoiler, but I did get it wrong, that Fagin thing, but Nancy and Sykes are their love interest. But Sykes is also, in this movie, is a female. She's a woman. And that's kind of cool. That's kind of very sort of, you know, changing things around and make it, you know, your own. How was that for you? Was that kind of exciting?
Oh, yeah. When I read the script and realised that Lena was playing a traditionally male character and Sophie Peter playing Dodge, That was really exciting to me. And the way that the script is written is that it's not just like, oh, a male character will put a female in and that makes us edgy. It's like,
so there's there's a love triangle between Twist, Sight, and Red.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Francis is obsessed with the love triangle. We can't get.
That's the story, isn't it?
The drama under the heist is that.
That's the real story.
You're just finding the emotion, Francis.
Yes, I'm trying to find it. You know, the heart. You know, tugging at the heartstrings. Yeah. But was it? Do you think in terms of all the roles that you've done? Do you think it was, you know, a role that you found easy to play, or was it more,
it was really fun to play. Like, she's such a badass, and like, it was, she's so much cooler than I am, so it was really fun to play like this kind of like wild girl. We did this big scene in a pub where we're just beating people up, and I have had no pub beating up experiences.
That surprises me.
Yeah, that surprises me, Zoe. I thought you'd be having loads of fights in pubs.
Well, you know, other places, but maybe not pubs. No, I jest. But yeah, it was so fun. It's hard to say whether parts are sort of easy or
Do you think so? Also, I suppose the great thing, you know, and going back to that thing about Nancy and Sykes, do you think that there are, you know, the great thing is that we can look back at other literature and other roles that are, you know, stereotypically normally played by a male lead, and they can actually be changed now, and people can play, you know, they can be changed to a female role. That's pretty exciting, especially for the kind of acting world of movies, that these things can actually happen, whereas before that never would. And now things are changing, which is so positive.
Absolutely, like, it's really exciting, and it just has to be done in the right way. Like, what I said before about, if you're gonna do it, basically just like do it right. It's like Doctor Who. It's, you get a character that someone knows, rewrite it so that it makes sense to that gender.
Mm.
Right? For example, if they were to make James Bond female or something, you can't just have the same James Bond and have a female. It doesn't work. Like, that's not a real character that would be able to be played correctly, because you won't be able to relate to it in the same way. But it's really exciting that people are expanding their, like, you know, opening their minds up to those stories, which are usually more fun, more badass, more action-based, that women can play, and you get to see, and young people get to see, you know, a diverse group of people playing a diverse group of roles.
Do you think where there's a potential, and I don't think it will at all, it's just sort of an idea, like a conversation, right, where, you know, the real hardcore lovers of Oliver Twist will say, well, hang on a second, you know, Bill Sykes is meant to be a guy. So do you think that you will have to...
The Oliver Twist purists.
Oh, we only see Bill Sykes as a guy, but you guys are saying, no, absolutely not. It can be played by anyone, which I completely support. What do you think about that?
I think that Lena is so incredible at playing the role. I don't think anyone will be able to complain, but also she really like captures the essence of Sykes and his sort of like way of terror and his fierceness. And so if someone was to say that, I'd be like, well, what would be the difference? Like, why is it an issue?
Because totally.
Well, it's kind of a new story, right? If it's an adaptation, you can do whatever you want with it.
People are so scared of changing things, and it's like,
yeah,
we've been doing Shakespeare for how many years, and every time we adapt it, we're looking at it through a new lens, so therefore we should be able to do that with film.
Break things.
Do you know what is so true though? So you're because the whole show is about, you know, stealing art, and there's graffiti, and it's a baseline. They would be like, well, why is it doing like that? Why is it set in modern-day London? Of course things need to be adapted, need to be changed. I think that's a great thing about it. I think it's amazing. But Sophie, also for you, you've been acting for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Pole Dart, you're in Pole Dart, Endeavour.
Yeah, some of the old credits. There's a
Francis just
on my IMDb, like,
what was the other one?
But you know, also, I think we've got to touch on, because it's amazing that we've got Twist coming out, and that's super exciting. It's on Sky. It's, you know, it's which is great, and people can go and watch it now. But there's, you know, the industry at the moment, if we're turning on them, being an actor yourself, you know, their industry, you know, people can't really work at the moment because of lockdown and different things like that. So firstly, like you said, it's amazing that you were able to shoot this before all of this happened. But, you know, I had a crazy...
Suspicious, really.
I had a crazy statistic the other day that something like 83 or 93% of working actors within the UK earn £5,000 or less. And it's because, you know, it's just really hard to act at the moment in an industry. And do you think that it is important to keep kind of this entertainment well and start making movies and make sure that movies continue to happen because it's everyone's escapism, right? How are you feeling about that?
You know, in the last year, it's been clear to us that the government doesn't value the arts as it should. And it's really difficult for self-employed people to get grants. The arts wasn't discussed until right at the end of government spending discussion. Although it was horrifically tough for the industry and a lot of people in it, it did make people band together and sort of basically fight for their cause, which it seems to be because the one thing that people are doing in lockdown is watching things. Everyone at the moment is watching something a day, whether it's, you know, on social media, film, TV. It's like, well, then you need to support these people, pay them what they need. And that's the actors, that's the people who make the shows, the people who create the costumes, the people who do the lighting rigs. Like, it's essential to be made. And so it's really hard.
Also, when it's like your passion and things like that. So have you always, ever since you were younger, wanted to be an actor?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I've always... I went to like normal school, but my parents were like, you can...
Putney High.
Yeah.
There he is. There's Putney High.
No, I had a girlfriend at Putney High once upon a time. Yeah.
I know her.
It's a great school.
It's a great school. I had the most amazing time. And
you're all very smart there, right? Very academic.
It is. I wasn't part of the smart gang, but it's an amazing school. And I was working when I was at school and they were amazing at letting me take off time. And
how does that happen? Surely, because when you're at school, if you're working as well at the same time and you're going back to school, surely you become like one of the most interesting people in the entire school because everyone's literally like, well, this person's an actor, this is insane. Is that what kind of happens, or is it kind of hard to sort of filter back into normal day life at school?
It was weird, it seemed quite normal to me because it was my job and I really enjoyed it. And because no one else was doing it, weirdly, like, I wouldn't talk about it. If you were at an art school, I think it might have been different. But it was Sophie's not in because she's doing whatever she does.
She's acting again. She's
doing that acting thing.
She's just acting.
Sorry, guys, I was just on set with Michael Caine.
My agreement with my parents was that, like, you can do what you want, but you have to finish school and apply to uni. And so amazing. I did. And then at that time I was working and I was like, look, I'm not going to go. I'm sorry. And they were okay with that because I was working. But I was lucky that they were supportive and the school was supportive and I was managed to do that.
Amazing to have that support because a lot of people don't get that support from their parents, right? They're like, well, you're not going to do this.
No.
Yeah. So are you a musician as well, Sophie? I don't know. I just had this. I had this feeling that maybe you were a bit musical.
So if he's got a piano behind, right? To all you listeners, there's a piano right behind.
I don't know. It's just a gut feeling, you know. But would you be able to play us a little song? Come on,
Francis, you can't put Sophie on the spot.
Come on, Sophie, just play a little song for us.
No, Sophie, please do not. You do not have to do that. There is no way. You have to get on the piano behind and start playing a song.
Play a bit of...
I was a bit embarrassed about the piano, but this is the only surface in my flat that I can put all the things on and have...
No, but it's good. And you know, they've got this sort of bookcase credibility, but you've got piano...
Got piano
credibility
on the other side, and I had a plant here, but it was dying, and I thought they're all going to comment on the dying.
Yeah, how little you look after your plants.
Sophie, I've had this before. You know that there's like this app that you can download that tells you when you to water your plants. Have you heard about this? It's called Planter.
£80 a month or something.
Is that what it is?
It's some mad money. Maybe we're thinking of different ones, Jamie. But the one that I was thinking is you take a picture of the plant and it tells you about the plant and like what you need to do. The problem is I water it too much because I overcare. I'm like, be happy.
Yes, that's the biggest problem is actually people overwatering their plants because they think they're being like caring, but actually they're drowning the plant.
Yeah, I'm a plant drowner.
The real problem.
You're a plant drowner. You're a plant killer. You're evil.
I think like 80% of people overwater their plants.
Yeah, I would say that's a very trusting statistic.
I can't believe that app is 80 quid a month. I haven't even downloaded it.
18.
Oh, 18. I thought you said £18 a month. I was like, what? This rip off of a...
people with full-scale industrial grow operations, maybe.
Or pay someone to water them for you if you can't remember. That.
But Sophie, also just going back to Twist, are you super proud and super excited for it to come up? Because, you know, like we said, it was one of these big movies that have come out this year that had the chance to film last year, and there's a lot of noise around it. Is it really exciting for you?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see how people like react to it. I don't know what kind of demographic will be interested, because it is a family film, but it's also a heist, and the names are, like, Michael Caine is the people who... You know, young people might not know him as well as people who are older and who have grown up with his films. So it's going to be interesting. But we had such a good time making it, and I love all the people involved. So I'm proud.
I went through a phase wanting to be an art thief when I was a kid.
Please tell me more. How did
I actually? And I actually, I remember I like planned out how I would steal this painting from the Louvre. And it was
you went in high. You weren't like going to go to a car boot sale and steal some art.
No.
I think Francis thought he was going to be like Piers Brosnan from the Thomas Crown Affair. That's what you had, this vision of you going to be like this sexy art thief, and then you were going to like kiss people.
No, I had a plan. I think it would have worked, to be honest. But anyway.
Day, which they gave us a list of heists, and we had to guess whether they were from films or whether they were real. And one of them was from the Louvre, because someone stole the Mona Lisa from there successfully.
Hey, I don't want to talk about my past and potentially incriminate myself.
Wait, Sophie, someone stole the Mona Lisa?
Yeah. Do you want to see it?
that's why he has that. That's why he has that background on Zoom, so you can't see his Mona Lisa behind.
No, this is the Mona Lisa.
Very good.
Very, very, very good. Also, so very boring. You know, we are in lockdown at the moment. Are you okay with it? You all right? How are you getting on?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm lucky. I've got somewhere to live and.
You got a garden.
How do you know I have a garden?
Well, you seem like happy enough, like that you've got a garden.
Because I've killed all my plants.
No, it seems like you've been gardening.
What does that mean?
Visit.
And I love my garden, and I bought a hammock, which basically changed my life.
Oh, really?
You know, London summer is the best, and so I had this hammock, and I would go out in the evenings, cheeky glass of wine, read a book.
That sounds lovely.
Just wrapped up in that hammock, it was great.
Just quickly, so we can watch Twist on Sky, can't we? It's out now.
It's out on Friday.
It's out on Friday, so the
set your alarms.
Set your alarms, everybody. So this Friday, it's coming out. Really,
then tweet about it. Yeah, or is anyone using Twitter these days? I mean, Instagram it.
Do the TikToks, whatever you want to do. Like,
are you on TikTok? Jamie's obsessed with TikTok.
I can't do it. I'm rubbish at social media. I have the technical skills of a spoon. It just doesn't, I can't.
Oh, a spoon is quite an amazing invention, though.
Yeah, it is. It's so techy, is it?
Hey Sophie, listen, look, big huge congrats on the film. I have no doubt it's going to be a roaring success. What, Francis?
Sorry, Sophie, this is this is private parts. You have to share some private parts of your life.
Like what?
Like, you know, just say, like, you know, was there any romance in the pipeline, or is it, you know, give us a scoop.
You don't have to, Sophie. Don't even listen.
You've got to give us a scoop, Sophie.
A fun fact, is that what you're asking for?
A fun fact about Sophie Simnett.
Fun fact.
You play piano. Let's just leave it at that.
No.
What is so funny is that Francis doesn't look at the chat, as it says on the right, you've got 2 minutes to go, and Francis starts.
We've got 2 minutes left for you to give us a scoop.
You ask me a question, I can answer it, but the fun fact, like, spontaneity is too much pressure.
No, okay. Listen, don't worry at all, Sophie, don't listen. Also, I really appreciate you coming on. You spent all day doing junkets. It's a complete nightmare thing, and the last thing you probably want to do is come on Private Parts right at the end of the day. We really appreciate it. To all of our lovely listeners,
Go. We hope we cheered you up before the end of the day.
I also love the fact that I got...
Poor Ben.
I thought Red and Fagin had a love affair. Obviously, they didn't have...
That's your twisted mind, no pun intended.
But honestly, Sophie, thank you so much. The movie's going to be great. You're going to be a roaring success in life. And just really appreciate the fact that you're coming on Private Parts and giving up your time to come.
Come on again. You're welcome anytime.
Oh, it's very kind. Thanks so much for having me.
Come on with Mike. Get Mike on.
Oh, Mike.
Sorry, Michael.
That was a great podcast, Jamie. I don't know about you, but I loved that. I thought we were on fire.
That's hilarious. Do you know what's so funny is that we're recording this after our interview. That's why it sounded so unnatural for Francis.
That was a fantastic interview. I think it was probably one of our best.
All right, everybody, listen, thank you for tuning in. Get ready for our bonus get ready for our episode on Friday. We're going to do our big announcement of our Valentine's Day, 14th of February, live show that you can all tune in, watch.
We've already announced it now, haven't we?
Yeah, we're going to announce all the details this Friday. Tune in. Get ready for it. Early bird tickets going. Loved you all. We'll see you on Friday.
See you Ta-ta. On Friday.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.